Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
In short, inflation is linked to economic business cycle.
We tend to laugh when people tell us we can never have enough money because honestly, we can. Just ask the economic system. That's how inflation occurs. I mean, there's so much money in the economic system.
Let's break this down on a more practical level. Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
9 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve.
Hello and welcome back, Cashflow Multipliers team. As we're prepping for an epic day today at the Kitty Sisters headquarters, well, what kind of financial BFFs would we be if we first didn't check in with y'all?
We come off a really turbulent 2 years. Pandemic, wars, and supply shortage. It all felt like one giant Will Smith-style slap in the face, wouldn't you say, Palm?
Oh, yeah. Chris Rock would agree. And just when you think masks have been lowered and life is scheduled to resume to some sort of normalcy, enter 2022. 2022 is really that girl, you know, the one with all the audacity.
As we're recording this, inflation is at a high 40 years, right? That's crazy. Russia has gone to war with Ukraine, resulting in a massive humanitarian crisis, and the stock market has been volatile.
If 2022 is Regina George, then we're dubbing the stock market as Gretchen Wehner because there's too many places where secrets are.
That's why inflation is so big, it's full of secrets.
And don't take our word for it. The Times Inc. recently reported that 40% of the 3,000 NASDAQ stock have lost 50% or more value in the past few months.
And for those of you who keep in close tab on cryptocurrency, then you already know nearly half the crypto market has been wiped out.
If you're listening and you're thinking, well, my week has been quite rough and this isn't really helping, let's be clear, our intent isn't to be negative. We're simply stating the reality.
But it really isn't all that simple, is it?
Yeah, Nan, you're absolutely right. There is not one person on this planet that has not been left unscathed by the monstrosity of the year that was 2020. Wow, that felt like so long ago.
I know.
And from where we're sitting, things really aren't looking up too much either.
But again, this is a check-in on you. And while we wish we could sit down with every single one of you guys to see how you're really doing, the least we can do is offer some perspective here and hopefully offer solutions as we look down the barrel of 2022.
Whether you're an investor or not, you may be wondering what the economy is going to look like over the next few years.
You know, our favorite R word is retire and early if you can help.
But our least favorite R word, and we have a feeling we're not alone in this, is recession. Yeah. And like it or not, recessions are an inevitable part of our current modern capitalist economy. And as if Regina George and Gretchen Wehner, we mean 2022, and the modern economy, are we giving the signals like we've been doing, we wouldn't be surprised if we're entering a recession at some point later this year.
Yep. But before you start putting your money under your mattress in fear, let's take a breather here. Right? While we don't have the force to stop recession from happening, we do have the education. And you know what they say about education is power. That's why today's episode is dedicated to the sign that point to recession, so you can keep an eye out for the signals.
Yeah, recession doesn't have to be that you know who word, right? Like how some people in the Hogwarts world was afraid of saying Voldemort. We can definitely say the word recession.
Yeah.
So here we're also going to be discussing how recession can affect different asset classes, asset types, and how you can protect yourself.
And lastly, we're going to go over how you can prepare. You have heard of disaster preparation, right? It's the stockpiling of non-perishable goods, medicines, and other survival goods just in case the tornado blows through your town or the big quakes come.
Well, in turn, the same preparation and care for your finances and assets deserves as much, if not more, prep and awareness.
Before we continue any further into this episode, a friendly reminder here. Don't forget to always seek advice from your professionals or your legal team. We're here on the basis that we're sharing our knowledge based on historic evidence that has worked for us in conjunction with older, wiser, and smarter investors who have taught us a thing or two and have saved our butts in the process.
But we're here to spread the knowledge and help you become a more informed investor.
So, Palm, let's start with the basics here. What is inflation?
In our show notes on our website, thekittysisters.com/podcast, we're going to be linking a link to the Investortopia definition of how a recession happens. In short, inflation is linked to economic business cycle.
We tend to laugh when people tell us we can never have enough money because honestly, we can. Just ask the economic system. That's how inflation occurs. I mean, there's so much money in the economic system.
Let's break this down on more practical level. How suspiciously low are the interest rates that have been put on mortgages lately, right? Have you applied for a business loan recently? Because those are easier to get today than they've ever been. And last, probably most in your face example is how much stimulus money has been sent out by the government in the past couple of years.
There is no shade if you just purchase a home, apply for a loan, or, you know, got a nice check in the past couple of years. But what all of these have in common is that inflation is not politically favorable.
Can you blame them? Consumers have every right to be upset that the same gallon of milk from 2018 is a heck more expensive in 2022. Rising inflation tends to signal the economy doesn't need to be propped up any longer. Mm-hmm.
America has always had this appeal of a booming economy to other parts of the world. But the people who are living and experience life here today, we all know that that's the farthest thing from the truth. We're experiencing high inflation, which typically indicate that we are in the industrious booming economy. Unfortunately, the US government care more about tapering down inflation than how the economy is actually doing. Right, Palm? Mm-hmm. This means they are going to be working to reduce the inflation with tools they have available.
So how do you curb inflation? Well, you might have heard of quantum physics. And don't worry, no, we're not going to be doing any of that nonsense here. But quantitative tightening is the key to curbing inflation.
Not going to lie here, there's something about the word quantum that sounds incredibly intimidating.
I get it. So let's break it down really quantitative, right? We're really talking about that. If there's too much money in the economy causing an inflation, how do we taper it down? That's through quantitative tightening, an act that aimed at reducing the overall supply of money being pumped into the economy. Quantitative tightening happens when the Fed Reserve stops buying treasury-backed bonds, increase federal interest rates in the short term, and provides less government-backed lending.
Okay, so going back to the whole low interest rate on taking out loans for a house or a business here. With quantitative tightening, there will be higher interest rates and fewer lending options, which will hopefully discourage people from, taking out such massive loans.
Exactly. Tightening them and us into an economy we all will benefit from, even if it can be painful at the moment.
As we bring this conversation back to investing, you might be wondering, what does this mean and how it will affect you?
In order to relate to the investor, let's first look at the stock market. As we know, the stock market is made of businesses. So when the Fed increases interest rates, those tend to be negatively impact businesses because it means businesses have a limited amount of money they can borrow and limits their activity as well.
When Daddy Warbucks start getting stingy with his dollar and pair them with a high interest rate, this leaves Annie with no choice but to limit her day-to-day spending habit and overall operations.
And that's just one side of the coin. When the stingy stock market is met with a global supply chain issue induced by the pandemic, plus even more recently with the wars that's happening in Eastern Europe, this is what is driving a lot of the volatility that we're seeing in the stock market in recent times.
So true. If you were to ask us if there's any change on horizon, we're most likely going to say probably not. We don't believe this is likely to change in the near future, giving the signal, but If you were to give sound advice here to those stock investors out there, we definitely encourage them to take stock, pun intended, of the investments as it relates to, you know, our current economy.
Now, let's get deeper with real estate market and how that affects investors. Those of us who are invested in multifamily apartments, and again, we're talking about 65 units or above, are already aware of how different the markets are compared to the residential market.
Here's the questions for you guys. Ever been around a toddler? You know, their mood is completely based on their surrounding. Do they have enough snack? Is the crayon the right color? Do they want to change their shoes like every 5 seconds, right? Think of it as single family assets, similar to child-like wonder of an age of around 2 or 4 years old. Single family home prices are similar to stock because they are based on speculation about how the surrounding market will perform.
You mean it totally throws like I can't even say the word, the tantrum. You guys get
it. Oh, tantrum.
Tantrums. Okay. So in addition, when interest rate goes up, mortgages gets more expensive. So fewer people will buy homes because they can't afford the mortgage at the high interest rate, or they don't want to actually pay that kind of interest rate to begin with.
Yep. And that's why it drives most people to rent.
On the other hand, multifamily apartments are built differently, literally. If people can't afford home ownership, they will turn to rentals. This is why even during a recession, you will see cash flow coming in from those who are invested in apartment syndications. They know people will choose to have a more cost-effective option when getting price out of their single-family home markets. Even during the worst of times in history, such as the pandemic, people were ordered to stay at home, and they stayed at home and paid their rent.
Yep, home can and does look different for everyone, right? This doesn't mean investors walk away clean from any impact of inflation. While rates increases will impact commercial real estate loans as well, investors like us can adjust for their increases in our business plan. How? By underwriting deals more conservatively and doing stress tests to ensure we can still meet our debt obligation even if the interest rate goes up.
It's all about thinking and planning ahead. The key here is that if you have proper cash reserves and enough cash flow coming in, you will be able to withstand changes in rates.
Easier said than done, right? So Palm, let's get into the details of how to prepare, plan, and execute an investment strategies for an impending recession.
As we go into some practical steps for you to avoid inflation in this nation, remember this is our survival guide and how these steps have historically proven to work for us. Consult with your team, lawyers, and accountants to address how these tips can also work for you in your favor.
One of the first things you're going to want to do is review your asset protection vehicles and ensure you eliminate any unnecessary risk in your investment strategies. Some of our evil Knievel risk takes may roll their eyes at this one. Sorry about that. But playing it cool and safe in your investments during these times will benefit you in the longer run. Save your backflip cannon shooting investment when the economy has stabilized just a little bit more.
Or not. Secondly, if you're going to invest because you see as a recession as an opportunity to make money, make sure that you have liquidity. You can do this by increasing your credit line or access to credit when needed.
Third, when you're looking to invest, focus on cash flowing rather than appreciation. It's important to make sure that you or whomever you invest with have ample of cash reserve and monthly cash flow coming in to handle turbulent times. Remember, cash flow is king and cash can quickly decrease in value over time. By the way, if you want to hear more about why cash flow is king, make sure to check out our episode 36, A Couple of Queens and Cash Flow Kings. We'll link up to it in the show notes.
Also, utilize your team. Ask your sponsorship team if they've done any stress tests on the investment opportunity they're presenting to you. They are smart people who are just as invested in protecting their own asset as you are.
And lastly, understand what type of loans will be used in the investment opportunity. Ask the sponsorship team if they are buying cap rate insurance. If so, what's the strike rate, right? In baseball, batting a 300 average is considered a success. That means for every 10 pitches, you only need to bat the ball 3 times to sign millions of dollars worth of deals and sponsorship. Can the same be said for, you know, history of investment?
That's for sure. Remember, while we can't stop inflation, we do have the power as investors to make wise and sound decisions with our team by taking a 30,000-foot view of our assets and investments. With every wave in the economy comes lessons and learning that you have to observe and have privy to in order to become a successful leader in this sector. We're happy to help and support you during this time in our history and together navigate every dirty trench and mountaintop moment.
That's it from us today. If you love cash flow multipliers, don't forget to leave a rating and review with what you love about it. That way, we can also see what you love and keep creating what fuels your wow and wonderful life, right? Your review absolutely shapes our plans and conversation here.
And of course, be sure to follow us on Instagram at The Kitty Sisters. Show notes and other links plus free resources are available on our website at thekittysisters.com/podcast. We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.